Yeah. And so you can say you're self-starter, but then back it up with, this is what I've done in my last year, where this is how, and that's good because they're going to want you to use those buzzwords, but then if they see you have substance beneath it,
Right. Okay. That makes sense. It almost
yeah.
seems like answering like with examples instead of just
Yeah.
one-worded type of thing.
Exactly. That's exactly it. You hit it right in the head. In fact, that's
There we
the
go.
next slide. So, how many, so probably many of you have heard of PAR, which is a way to answer interview questions. And many interviews these days are moving towards behavioral interview questions. Behavioral interview questions essentially not just, oh, are you good at customer service? Yes, I'm great, but to give me an experience of a time you gave great customer service. And there's a couple of reasons for this. The main thing is it's actually been found that if you ask candidates behavioral questions consistently, it's better defendable in court if you try to sue them, and it's has more predictive it's more predictive of a good candidate for the job. So more and more companies are asking behavioral questions, and it's good to ask them because they're harder questions and they get more to the meat of what the person's about. The way to combat that and to actually be able to express yourself in that situation is using, there's a variety of acronyms, but one of them is PAR, problem, action, result. So like you're saying, Jamie, speaking in examples, and so maybe someone says to you, tell me of a time when you handle a difficult client, and you say, okay, in your mind you're thinking, you identify a situation, so you start, you don't say it, but you start talking about the problem, the challenge you faced, what was the big difficulty going on. The actions that you took, what did you do to remedy the situation? How did you get involved? And then the results. What are the outcomes for the company? Not just, I felt good afterwards, but, oh, there's this big issue. I handled it this way. In the end, the boss was happy, the clients were happy, and we were able to save some money. Whatever it is. And all of us have lots of stories like that.